You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Chukas, Tavshin Ein Zayin. The Parsha starts with Abashar Moshe Velar and Nemor Zois Chukas HaTorah. The Chukah of the Torah. What's the Chukah of the Torah? As the Torah goes on and says, speak about Por Adum, Motmimo, Sheim Bamum, the idea of Por Adum. It's called Chukas HaTorah. So Zok Rashi, why is it called Chukas HaTorah? You can't ask questions. That's what Rashi explains. That's why it's called chukah. So Rashi explains very nicely why it's called chukah. But why it's called chukah is a Torah. Because Torah means that is the chukah of the Torah. The simple understanding is because Paradum is the one thing which nobody can understand except Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Medrash tells us. That Shloime HaMelech, what they understand, Paradumo, Amayti Echkamov, Yirichoy Kavimeni, he's too far, he was able to understand it. And as they say, that name Shloimoi is the letters Le Moshe. Because Shloime wanted to get to Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't able to get there. So that's why this is different. But still, okay, so this is one mitzvah we don't understand. That's why it's called Chukas HaTorah, the Chukah. It's a chukah in the Torah. What's more the definite here? What's the idea behind it that it's called chukah satayu? What's the association of paradum adavka? What's going on? I'm trying to understand a little bit. In the Hemshech LaParashat Paradumo, it says, Zoi satayu, Odom ki yomus be'oyim. And Chazal Darshat the Gemara, Ein ha-Torah k'em esel b'mishim mei mis atzvo elev. From here you learn that a person needs to toil in Torah. And if he doesn't kill himself, Torah is not going to be there. That's what you learn from here. And the question is, why Dafka here? We're speaking about Paraduma, which just speaks about the death of a person. And here you learn about Torah. Right? You could have put it in other places. When you get Pashas Yisra, you get Luchas Luchas, they're over there. Dafka here, we're learning about the toil and Torah. What's Pshat over here? Bichlal, the Pashas Chukas, this mitzvah over here in Sefer Bamidbar, is not so understood. As Raman tells us in the beginning of the Chumash, Sefer HaMinyan doesn't really have mitzvahs, only by association. Right? For example, we have the mitzvah of tzitzis, which comes after Mekoshesh, we mentioned over here, that Mekoshesh was the story, the Techilu Shabbos. For example, Targum Yonasan Menuzil says that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who told him, tefillin you can't put on Shabbos, what's going to remind him of the mitzvahs? He'll give you tzitzis. This is an example. There's associations, different mitzvahs. Every mitzvah there is, but I don't understand why is it there. But in general, the from the Sfarim that come with after the Torah is given, from Sefer Shmois, Sefer Midbar has the least mitzvahs of all. The Ramban points it out. We don't really have mitzvahs in Sefer Midbar. Here you have a parasha, Zois Chukas HaTorah, starting Por HaDuma. It's not a mitzvah. You start something new, Por HaDuma. And this is a preview to the next parasha. What is the next parasha? The next parasha is the story of Chet Mei Meriva. Chet Mei Meriva is when Moshe Rabbeinu was punished not to go into Eretz Yisrael. And this is one of the most fundamental stories that happened to Avishon the Midrash. Moshe Rabbeinu not going to Eretz Yisrael means that the whole process of going to Eretz Yisrael changes. As the Baral says, that Moshe Rabbeinu going to Eretz Yisrael, they'll never go to Golos. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu establishes never goes away. Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to Eretz Yisrael, it's a huge event. And it's brought down after the story of Por HaAdumah. Obviously, there's some connection here between the Por HaAdumah and Moshe Rabbeinu. And the story of Chet Mei Meriva. And we have to understand what's the Shaychus. What's the connection? And that's the Chukas HaTorah, the Parsha. We always like to mention the Zohar. The Mogen Avraham brings in Chris HaTorah on Shabbos that says that every parasha is a parasha. Every parasha stands on its own. Every parasha is its own unit. So the parashas Chukas HaTorah speaking about Por HaAdumah and the Torah is the there is where you find the story of Chet Mei Meriva. How do you put all this together? So did you try to stand the Mahalach? I want to maybe suggest something. So we spoke about a little bit in the past, but maybe to go and be Marchiv the Yiriyah, speak about a little bit more today. There's a fascinating Medrash. Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Vayeshev, says a gewaldic idea. Could we mention over here? That the Medrash brings a mashal. Mashal is a person goes into the house and he has a get in his pocket. And he has some intention going into his house with a get in his pocket. He has a get because he wants to use it. He sits down at the table, says the Medrash, and he tells his wife, give me a cup of water. She puts a cup of water, she pours a cup of water into the cup, and he drinks the cup of water and says, this water is cold. You should give me hot water. Takes out the get, gives it to his wife, and tells her, you're divorced. He didn't give me the cup of water I wanted. Says the Medrash, says the Isha, tells the husband, my dear husband, or my dear ex-husband to be exact, you didn't divorce because of the water. You had the get in your pocket anyway. You're just looking for an excuse. You found the excuse. You found what to hold on to. And therefore you went ahead and that's your way to give me the get. But it's not really the reason why I have the why I got the get. I got the get because you wanted to divorce me before that. You wrote the get before I came in. The message goes on and says, Dover Niflamoid, Dover something that needs a lot of iyun. The message says, Noiwa Lilo Bne Odom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes be'alilo basaleinu. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us as if with an excuse. What's the excuse? You know, as if, sometimes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to get something done. But in order to do that, he finds, kibyochol, so to speak, an excuse to make it happen. And the Medrash brings a few examples. We'll just say two of them. One is in our part, in this week's parasha, but one goes with the beginning of the Bria. Says the Medrash, Adam HaRishon. When Adam HaRishon was choyte, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you went ahead, you ate from Eitz Hadas, that's terrible. Therefore what? Therefore you're going to die. You're going to go ahead and you're not going to live forever. There'll be Misa. Xeris Misa. That's what started from Adam HaRishon. So it says Adam HaRishon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really? That's the reason? When was Malach HaMavos created? Malach HaMavos was created with all the Malachim on the second day of the Bria. Why did he create a Malach HaMavos if I'm not supposed to die? Elamai, you planned my Misa a long time ago. You found the excuse when I ate for Eitz Hadas. Eitz Hadas, Noira Alila, Balila Basali. So by other issue, that's a separate shir. What's exactly the Alila? But the message goes on and says, same thing happened with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu already in the beginning, by Paro in Sefer Shmois, when he tells, when Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the Koshi Yeshivut, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the Parsha Shmois, Ato Tiru Hashayas Al HaPar, Ato, with the Ayin, now you'll see what Paro was going to Paro. Zokto the Rashi, Yirat HaMidoisai, you question me. Lefika Ato Tiru, Asui Lefire Tiru, there was already a nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu a remez. Ato tiru, you're going to see it now. You will not see it when we go into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu ato tiru. So it was already before. So ched mei meriva, that happened over here. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did what he did, as we'll see in a second, in the Gabi, the water coming out of the selah. That was only Noira Lilo Be'odom Be'alilo Bo'asel, and you found an excuse. Found an excuse. Azoi, that's what the Medrash says. And there's Dovar that needs beer. What do you mean? What do you mean, find an excuse? Without the Medrash, it wouldn't be so difficult. Because you could have understood in the following way. Ato Tire is a, like, similar to what we say usually, Nibo Filoyo Damanibo. There's a remezo here that we'll see how it'll be implemented later. Shmuel tells him, Ato Tiru, we know now that there was already a meaning. Shmuel kivyochol sees the future. So, Shmuel told him something now, which was miramis, what's going to happen. Shmuel knows what's going to happen. where's this brira? That's not a problem so much, right? Meaning, if it wouldn't happen, the atatir would be mechavim to something else. Now you say fascist. For the Medrash Mashma, that the whole Chet Meriva was not really the reason Moshe would not go there to Zohar. It was another little bnei adam, but a little baser lino. Meaning, I need to find a way, a reason, for Moshe Rabbeinu not to go into Eretz Yisrael. So we found the reason. What was it? The reason was Chet Mei Meriva. But that's not the real reason, Sof the Medrash. The real reason is Meir Alil Bnei Adam, because Shmuel has his plan, and this was just the way, the kivyochol, the excuse, so to speak, to be toiled on this Chet Mei Meriva. So first, what's the pshat? What's the idea? Why? What was really the reason the Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go in there at this home? What's going on here? So, the Maaseh that we're showing you already speak about it over here, from a different angle. The Ramban, and on in the Rekanti, goes on to explain, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do over here? What did he do wrong? The famous Ochlik is Rashi Ramban. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do wrong? Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Sela, and instead of talking to the Sela, he hit the Sela. That's what does Rashi. The Rabban argues in him. One of the questions the Rabban says, Ma'inef Kimini, if you talk to a Sela, or you hit a Sela? What's the difference? A Sela cannot hear, right? And a Sela cannot be influenced by hitting him. This is both a miracle. The Rabban says, Moshe Rabbeinu hit the Sela twice. He hit the cell twice. He gave a clap to the cell two times. And that was not good. He should get only once. That's what Ramban learns. What's the idea? So Ramban speaks al derech ha-emes, Muslim Kabbalah, which we don't have shaykhs do, but we'll try to maybe give a little explanation based on later sperm, the way it connects to us. The Rekanati already sends to the Chazal Nazar. Chazal Nazar give us the source. What is the reason Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael? So Chazal tell us in Parsha Shlach, Moshe Rabbeinu pnei Chamo and Yeshua pnei Levono. Yeshua represents Am Yisrael going to Eretz Yisrael. Am Yisrael going to Eretz Yisrael, they're pnei Levono. Moshe Rabbeinu is pnei Chamo. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the Gilui, the revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, like a sun. It's all light. It's all clear. There's no boundaries. There's no gevulim. Kadosh Baruch Hu penetrates every corner of this world. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the Midbar, the door that saw Kadosh Baruch Hu ayin b'ayin. Moshe Rabbeinu shechinim v'devez toch groinoi. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu represents. Am Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael, they're at a different level. As happened when they went to Eretz Yisrael, they don't see anymore Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're in a place, they're called Pnei Levana. Meaning the light that's shining from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael is diminished. It's not as strong as it used to be. It's not as strong as it was revealed in the Midbar. Going there to Yisrael, it's less. We mentioned, right, Parsha Shlach, the Baal Tani explains, that the idea is that's why the Meraglim didn't want to go there to Yisrael, they didn't want to go down to that level. But Am Yisrael are being reduced to something less. Where does this start? So, really, something fascinating. In Parshas Bahalo Yisrael, we have a story. Am Yisrael comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, "You want meat?" So, Chayim Sadaga, remember all the food that we ate in Mitzrayim. I want meat. Right? Am Yisrael in the Midbar tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu several times. Many, many times throughout the 40 years in the Midbar. So, seemingly is another one time that Am Yisrael testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, testing Moshe Rabbeinu. But here, the response of Moshe Rabbeinu says, is different. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't daven for Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't try for Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo yuchal anoichi levad ilaseis es kol olam hazeh. I can't carry it. I can't do it. Kechovad imen. If you call out, they say, that's why you're giving me this nation. Hargeini no roi givet sasichel menecho v'aler agrosi. Kill me. I'm not interested. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving up. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving up on Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu stood firm in Chet HaEgel, Chet HaMeraglim, in Korach VaAdosai, in each one of the cases. What happened over here? He can't, he's giving up. And what do the people tell him? Right, take 70 people, they'll help you out. That's what the next pasuk over there says, Barash Tabal Yisrael. What happened over here? So as Reb Tzadok HaKohen explains in his way, this is the one time that Am Yisrael didn't ask for a spiritual distraction or a spiritual wrong way to worship. Chet HaEgel, Am Yisrael made a mistake. We're sure we discuss it. Made a mistake, it wasn't easy, whatever. What was the reason? But the challenge was a spiritual challenge. Who will be our leader? Avodah Zarah. You know, we made a mistake in spirituality. Chet HaMeraglim, Mitzvah Baal Tanya. It was a mistake, it was a challenge of Ruchnius. It wasn't that they wanted Gashmius. They didn't want more physicality, but not going to Yisrael and staying in the Midbar. And so was all the disturbance of the Midbar. This is the one thing that Am Yisrael is saying, I need meat. I need my physical tzorchim, my physical needs. I can't just be with the man, with this spiritual thing. I can't live that way. I need something more than that. I need to be infused with materialistic items as well. That's what Am Yisrael is bringing. Moshe Rabbeinu says, this is not for me. Pechamo, I'm living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu day in, day out. He left his wife. Right? That's it. As the end of the parasha goes on, it says, that's Ba'amish to Amshech. Moshe Rabbeinu is a different level. I can't be with people that they're infused with physicality, that their whole connection, they need basar. I can't do that. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right. It's not for you. Shivim Skenim. You need to give another intermediate. It's not for you. And what happens right after that in the parasha? Eldad u'meidad mistav yamachim. Eldad u'meidad give a prophecy. What's the prophecy? Moshe meis Yeshua machis. Now here it's not ato tira that Kodesh Baruch Hu is speaking to Moshe private conversation. Now the word ato, you can interpret it in a different way. It means now you see. You can dash it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu means he knows the future. We speak about nevuah, which is clear as crystal. Moshe meis Yeshua machis. That's a parasha by Loischo. That's before Chet HaMeraglim. What do you mean? How can you come and say such a nevuah? That's what Chazal tells us. Am Yisrael going to Eretz Yisrael, they're praying Levona. That's where you have a boundary. That's where you have the physical aspect. The Dor HaMidbar is not going to Eretz Yisrael, it's another generation. And that generation is living with the physical aspects. They are not kuloi pnei chamo. They're not reflecting completely the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They have other elements as well. That's the ones going to Eretz Yisrael. The shayrish, the root of it, is when they're asking for buster. This is not for Moshe Rabbeinu. This is not, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Levana is Meir, that's what Chazal bring over there. When you have the moon, you can't have the sun, because the sun comes, it's going to overshine the moon. Right? When you have the sun, if you have a moon in the middle of the night, in the middle of the day, you don't see it. If you want to have the moon, if you want to have the Levana, you want to have Am Yisrael to be able to grow and to go to the next, you know, and to take go up to the challenges of this world, it can't be with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a much higher level. Here's the disconnect. Eldad Domeid will tell you right away. If this Am Yisrael are going, Moshe makes Yeshua Machnis. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't fit to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's the reason he didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. So now, tell us Chazal in the Medrash, Medrash Tarchuma. Say Chazal. Noira lilo bnei adam ba'lilo basa elinu. Moshe Rabbeinu could go into Eretz Yisrael because he didn't fit Am Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael. As the Rekanati says, he's a bnei chamo, Am Yisrael, a lower level bnei levano. They need to go through the struggles, through the challenges. All the generation doesn't see it, Kodesh Baruch Hu, so clearly. Just as a side point, just to clarify this point a little bit more, the Gemara in Gittin tells us that if Am Yisrael would stay two extra years in Eretz Yisrael, they would never be redeemed. They had to go to Golos. Chazal tells us, Higdish Tei Shadin Le Neshantem, were 2 years earlier, they went to Golos, that was their redemption. As we mentioned, the Maharal said, "I'm always sure when it goes there, Yisrael, they don't go to Golos." So just to emphasize this point, if Am Yisrael goes in there, Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu, they never go to Golos. They never go to Golos. They're not able to fix themselves. Right? They have to be in a place of darkness. That's where they can have their challenges. That's where they have their growth, where they're going to be alone. But if Moshe Rabbeinu is there, it won't go. So Zog Chazal Noyro Alilo Neodom Baalilo Boselina. This was supposed to happen. But through Chedmei Meriva was implemented. What happened to Chedmei Meriva? Why Chedmei Meriva reflects this Nekuda? Maisa came through that. So what does it show? So Rashi tells us the Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to talk to the Sela and not hit the Sela. Meaning to converse directly with us and not try to give you a force. As the Yitzchak HaZachor brings, in the name of the Goyim, that if Moshe Rabbeinu would speak to the Sela, our whole learning experience would be different. The Sela is with Be'er Shalmiriam. Be'er Shalmiriam represents Torah Shebaal Peh. How do we reach Torah Shebaal Peh? If Moshe Rabbeinu would talk to the Sela, our reach would be easier. The boundary would be less. Now that you hit it, it's also for us, in order for us to get to Torah, we need to hit ourselves. We have a bigger boundary, we have a bigger mechitza. That's reflecting what Kesher Bo is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't know the community. It's not for you to deal with this nation which has this mechitza. You're just going to make things worse. They need to go with the Pnei Levana. The Ramban tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu should have hit the cell once, not twice. So the way it's understood for us, what does it mean if you hit twice? Twice means that a Adam has two levels: his spiritual level, his higher level, his place where he's very, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's aspiring to good things. And then he has the lower level. He has the goof. He has the gashmias problems. He has the physicality of this world. The goal for us is to connect these two things together and work in a world that we have the physical and the spiritual together. Moshe Rabbeinu kivyochol doesn't know that. He doesn't know how to deal with the physical world. He's kula ruchnius. So he gives two, he hits the cell twice. Once for the ruchnius, once for the gashmius. Once for the higher level, once for the lower level. The tayanim is no, it has to be one. You have to treat it as one big thing. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, it's physical. This is not an Adam. An Adam is Ruchni. It's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you be associated with these things? Let's separate it. Mark it to this, mark it to that. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, it's supposed to be one marker. It's supposed to be one relation, one connection. That was Moshe. So the Chedei Meriva was just an expression of what came before. You belong to a much higher level. They belong to a place where there's a lot of physical. The physicality is there, the chormius, the materialistic life is there. You can't be with them, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chedei Meriva is not the reason, it's just an expression of what the distance is between the disparity between Am Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu. Noyu alilo be'adam zakta medresh ba'alilo bo'asamayim. Meaning, it's an excuse. The real reason Moshe Rabbeinu was not going to Eretz Yisrael because him and Am Yisrael are not in the same place. Going to that, Zoyus Chukas HaTorah, Parah Aduma. What's the idea of Parah Aduma? The only one in the world who understood Parah Aduma is Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody else understood Parah Aduma. Why? Because Parah Aduma comes to overcome the biggest challenge that a human being has in the physical world. What's the most physical element that Adam has that he can't overcome? Death. Misa. There's no Misa to the Neshama. The Neshama never goes away. The Misa goes in the physical body. A person can go and overcome challenges of physicality, of seduction, of attraction, of doing the things that he can get over. There's one thing he can't overcome. And that's Misa. Moshe Rabbeinu had an element that he was able to overcome that as well. Rosh Shapiro is a chetzak of Elchol, as you say, that's pshat v'lo yada ish is mokok for Rosh Hashanah Yom Hazeh. Nobody knows the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu. What does Pura Duma do? Takes away the tumor of mace. I mean, the bad influence that death causes tumor in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu never caused tumor in the world. He never caused tumor in the world because nobody knew where he's buried. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have that bad influence. Moshe Rabbeinu is able to connect to Pura Duma. But we can't. The rest of Am Yisrael have that barrier of physicality, they're not able to connect to it. Zois chukas ha-Torah. That's the chukah of Torah. Parah Aduma is not just one example, something we don't understand. Parah Aduma reflects the fact that we have a physical body and we're not able to overcome it to a certain extent. So Gshmur will tell us, we're giving you Torah. Some things you won't understand. It's not on your level. Zois chukas ha-Torah. Parah Aduma is an example, is the epitome, is the best example, is the best dugma of something which is beyond our comprehension because we're so physical. At least physical that we have Misa Shah this lady. So you may lay, call it Torah Kula. It's a chukas of Torah. You know there's things in the Torah that we don't have, that we don't have shakas to. And here is where it says, Odom kiyomus be'oyel, eina Torah miskeyem is el b'mishim meyus, that's where Allah. You want to have connection to Torah, to the spiritual, ruchnius thing that Moshe Rabbeinu brought to the world. In a sense, you have to kill yourself. You have to take away the physicality as much as possible. It's not a mikre. This whole parasha is one thing. When we're getting to speak about Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the topic of the parasha. The topic of the parasha is that we're in Sefer Bamidbar. And as we spoke about in the last, and you know, for the, a few times last few weeks, the Sefer Bamidbar is at the time when Am Yisrael are disconnecting. When they all the terrible tragedies happening to Am Yisrael, all of the richukim going on since the time next to the Mishkan through the whole Sefer, they're getting further and further and further away. In the part of the process is the Moshe Rabbeinu and Am Yisrael are disconnecting. What's that disconnection coming from? The fact that Am Yisrael are playing Levano and Moshe Rabbeinu is a much higher place. They had to dumb to this pasha, so it's chukas atayru. Am Yisrael, you don't belong to Parah Aduma. Moshe Rabbeinu is. We're speaking about the disparity of Moshe Rabbeinu and Am Yisrael. The best example to that is Parah Aduma. And in that parasha, we're telling you, the way for you to overcome the challenges is Adam Kiyom is Be'ayim. It's the same topic. We're talking about when the physical blinds you and stops you, Zoyz Chukas HaTorah, where you mekabel on yourself the chukah the way it is, Adam Kiyom is Be'ayim. Then you're able to overcome these challenges. It's all one thing. And then comes Chedney Meriva and the gilui of the excuse that Gishbubba brings to us to say, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't, Am Yisrael, have two different places to go to. Give you a chal. Moshe Rabbeinu can't go with Am Yisrael there in Yisrael. That's where Levon and he's playing Chama. But the lesson from the parasha is really the Odom Kiyomus Be'oyim. In a term is Kiyomus Be'oyim, that's where Eliyahu. It's not like a side point that happened to be here in the middle. That's really the lesson of the parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael because we were so physical. The Parah Aduma is coming to us because we're so physical and we can't overcome the lack of understanding of Parah Aduma is because we can't overcome the challenge of physicality. So we may learn what is the message? Adam Kiyomis Be'olil. In a term is Kiyomis, Elimishi Meimis, that's Be'olil. The way to go is to try to minimize and to push away as much as possible the physical world, the bust that Am Yisrael has, and to connect it to a Moshe Rabbeinu of Adam, who is Shechir Deres Toch Greinoi, to Pnei Chama as much as possible.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.